Howdy, friends. How's your cooking going? Doing anything new this week? Or maybe you're encountering challenges. Either way, we're here to help. Today, I want to talk about a particular culinary term. That term is mise en place, three magic words that will change your life. Mise en place is a French phrase that means put or set in place, and it's a concept that every professional chef employs. The term is defined as follows. A French term referring to having all of the ingredients for a dish prepared and ready to combine up to the point of cooking. When you're working in a restaurant or commercial kitchen, your biggest enemy is time. There's a certain amount of time that a particular dish is expected to take, and beyond that, you're in trouble. You've got several hungry customers looking at their watches, and one of them just may be a food critic. Likewise, with certain ingredients, there's a certain window of time that allows you to capture the peak amount of flavor, but in a split second, it's gone. Your meat is overdone, your sauce is broken, and your vegetables are limp and soggy. In home cooking, this concept is key as well. I'll never forget being in a cooking class learning about this concept for the first time. I'd heard the term mise en place before, but it really hit home that day. We were learning about stir fry. Up until that point, I loved stir fry dishes, but I'd come to the conclusion that I just wasn't good at making them. Imagine my surprise when my instructor showed us all of the ingredients set out in little dishes, all ready to go. Her meat, her veggies, sauces, spices, onion, garlic, everything. It was just like the definition. All the ingredients necessary for a dish, prepared and ready to combine up to the point of cooking. You see, when all the ingredients go into the pan for the proper amount of time, in the proper order, and are only cooked up to the exact point necessary for the height of flavor, you're going to have a fabulous dish. But how can you have a fabulous dish when you can't watch the meat because you're still chopping the veggies? So the next time you're going to saute, stir fry, or prepare any dish with combined ingredients, just stop. Review the recipe completely, go through the ingredients list, and make sure you have everything chopped, then prepped, then measured. Next, set each ingredient near you where you can see it, and then heat up the pan. You're less likely to forget anything, and your food will be cooked exactly the way you like it, because you'll be able to watch it all the way through. Take a tip from the professional chefs out there. Make sure you're prepared before you fire a dish, and it'll be well worth it in the end. Keep in mind the phrase mise en place. It'll change your cooking for the better. And remember to send in your cooking questions, and we'll be sure to answer them. Maybe you'll hear the answer to your question on the air. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola Cooking School. Tutti a Tavola, all to the table, where you can get your PhD in delicious.